Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Hi everyone, it's Imogen, the voice of Imogen from Stella Firma. Today I'm here to tell you about Woe Begone, a podcast launched on the RQ network. Woe Begone is a weekly horror sci-fi audio drama series about the nature of power and the implications of linear time. Woe Begone follows Mike Waters, who discovers a mysterious and violent online game. What begins as an exploration of an alternate reality game with real-life consequences quickly becomes a search for the technology that makes the game possible. Each episode has a unique soundtrack composed by creator and writer Dylan Griggs. Listen to Woe Begone, that's Woe, full stop, Begone, wherever you listen to podcasts, or check out woebegonepod.com for episodes and transcripts. Have fun and see you later.
Hi everyone, executive producer Alex here. I'd just like to take a moment to thank some of our patrons. Ever Anon, Nicole Fry, Meagan Waltz, Mike Nutter, Sean Froling. Thank you all. We really appreciate your support. If you'd like to join them, go to www.patreon.com/rustyquill and take a look at our rewards.
Special thanks to Tessa Wright for today's submission. May your limbs be long and fruitful.
Rusty Quill presents Stella Firma.
He said he specifically wasn't going to be here, but I kind of didn't believe him either.
Oh, tricks all. We've only got about half an hour left. Come on.
I'm going to die because of an idiot.
David! David, we are running so short on time. David, I can't believe you've let this happen.
What?
David, have you seen the clocks? There are clocks all over the place, and
yes.
I've seen them, and they are saying that we've only got about, 30 minutes, a little bit less than 30 minutes to get this done. David, what have you been doing? What have you been doing? Just sitting here in the dark?
Yes.
I'll turn the light on.
Access granted.
You're just sitting here in the light as well. Come on! Ah!
David.
Okay. David, you not understand what's happening.
What?
We have a review, David.
Yes.
With Hartro Pilz.
Yes.
Tomorrow.
Yes.
And she's going to go through all the planets we've done. And I don't want to worry you, David, but thus far, thinking back, not good. None of them good, David. And she's going to run through them with her judging eyes and her angry face and say, why? Why, Trexel? Why have you done it like this? And David, why have you done it like this? And do you know what happens if she decides they're bad?
I die.
You die. And more importantly, I get a stern reprimand. I don't want that. I don't need that in my life. So we've got to get it together, David.
Right.
We've got to get it together and we've got to do a great, really great job on this one.
Well, it's good that we have a cool about half an hour to do it, then.
That's a little bit more than we've had before.
Well...
What do you want from me? I've got a lot on, David. Come on, get the brief. Get the brief out of the tube.
Okay, right.
Initiating.
So, this brief is from... the lead singer and only surviving member of the Winter Lettuce Collective.
Oh, my.
Is that...
I've never heard of them.
They're the biggest known band. Well, they were, until most of them died and there's only one left. Now a solo artist, but they're pretty important, David.
Okay, well, so this would be a really good one to impress...
Hartro.
Yes.
Our line... Did you forget the name of our line manager, David?
I've never met her.
If you drop this kind of cack in that room while she's talking, you are done.
Hartro.
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 Pilts.
Pilts.
Hartro.
Hartro Pilts.
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 Look at me.
Yes.
Hartro Pilts.
Hartro Pilts.
Go on.
Okay. So this would be a really good thing to impress Hartro with.
Excellent.
It is to reflect, in every sense, the brilliance of the client.
Mm.
It must include a mood ring sky.
Right.
So...
Is that all?
Yes. Just...
Oh, it's broad. It's a broad brief, David. And the broad brief is like a double-edged battle axe. One edge cuts your toast, the other edge cuts your face.
That... Okay. So we're going to make toast with this planet.
Don't get lost in my metaphor, David. Don't get lost.
Okay.
We need to make a planet that reflects. Now, the lead singer of the Winter Letters Collective, normally what we might do in this situation is take a look at the client. Who are they?
Yes.
What do they like?
Winter Letters Collective.
So those questions to you, Trexel, because you have not been alive for 3 days.
Oh, you've turned it round on me, David. You've turned it round. Okay, well, the lead singer of the Winter Letters Collective, nobody knows their name, or indeed their species, a shadowy entity.
Okay, so the planet's quite dark?
Well, it could be quite dark. We can't just have a dark planet, David. Or we've made you a black orb. Ooh, maybe they're a goth. Maybe they'd like a black orb. But I don't think they are. The Winter Letters Collective did quite upbeat, sort of like, trancey music.
Oh, right. So bands do singles, right?
Yes.
What were the names of some of their singles? You might get some ideas about what the lead singer thinks is about their brilliance.
Well, we could go to the hits. You know, Cosmic Loving.
Yeah.
The Wind Beneath My Ear.
Okay.
That was a really lovely song. It was it's about the Capians. They have like very long flowing ears, and so when the wind picks up in the mountains they flow back. It's very nice. It's very nice. It's like hair for us.
Oh, so was that sung in sort of the first person or the third person?
No, fourth.
Fourth person.
Fourth person.
So it was about the Capians, but from the perspective of somebody else but in the past.
Can you see why they're such a successful band?
Who can
write in the fourth person other than the Winter Letters Collective? No one, no one. It's a shame most of them died.
So the lead singer writes the lyrics?
Unknown. Suspectful, but unknown.
Okay, so
they are quite shadowy.
Right,
quite private.
Some sort of suspicious library, then.
A suspicious library?
Well, if we suspect that they may have written the thing...
Oh, David, yes, that's a good... Okay, so... Because we need a base planet, and then we need to talk about the mood ring. But let's come to that later.
Yes.
So the base planet, what does a songwriter like more? And what does any creative like more, other than the sound of their own voice?
Ooh.
But a large, established retrospective of their work. A vast library, audio, visual, text, of all of the songs and poems and multimedia experiences of the Winter Letters Collective.
Okay, so we could build them some sort of massive pod for the lead singer.
Oh, a pod. David, do you want to do a pod planet?
We could do a pod planet.
We've not done a pod planet. We've done more regular planets, but we do... Now, technically speaking, is a pod a planet? Who can say?
Let's check the
chart. Let's check the chart.
Okay.
Initiating.
Oh, no, there it is. A pod is definitely a planet. If it's big enough.
If it's big enough. If it's... You know what? There's a saying we have in this business. If it's big enough,
it's a planet. Oh, I got it.
Well done, David. You actually got that one as we went along. That's lovely.
From context, I picked it up quite well. It's a good rule.
You love a context clue.
Yes, I do.
Okay, so we make a massive pod. So this will be a planet where it's not on the outside. It's on the inside. You walk in, the gravity shifts. You expect to be walking along the surface of the planet. You open a door, you walk in, you do that flip around the door, you know, where your feet sort of curve around the door. It's really cool when your heels curve around the door, and then bam, and you're upright inside a pod.
Okay, and your legs don't break, which is good.
No, it's a very nice... Well, they can. But what you do is you have a lovely, lovely, gentle transition on the gravity.
Also, we don't even know if the lead singer has legs, so...
It's a good point. I've just assumed that. You know what? That's my prejudice. That's my prejudice, assuming that they have legs. I've got legs, most of the people I know have legs, and I've just gone and I've assumed. I'm pretty sure they have legs, because of their song, Look at My Legs, brackets, of love.
Oh, okay.
So well, you think probably legs.
Probably lovely legs.
Yeah, I mean, obviously you can sing about legs and not have legs.
In the fourth person.
On the fourth, or even in the sixth, if you really want to go for it. Hmm. But probably has some legs. Anyway.
Okay, so now they've got in the door with their legs.
With their legs.
What are they met by? They are met by, you said, so they're all of their greatest hits,
playing at them.
What, all at once?
Well?
Would that be discordant or would that be transcendent?
The Winter Lettuce Collective, were they at all anti-establishment? Did they play with the limits of music?
They definitely played with the limits of music.
So
they would tease the limits of music, they would hide the limits of music's bag and say, where is it? Where is your bag? And the limits of music would be like, I don't know.
So maybe this is like punching the limits of music in the face.
Yes, yes. So how... Wait. So how are we representing that?
Well, just playing all of their songs all at once.
That would be horrible, wouldn't it?
Maybe.
Would it be discordant? Because they did many styles. Multi-instrumentalists, multi-stylists, playing different at different times in their career lasted at least, gosh, 100 cycles?
Okay, well, actually, hang on a minute. I think I've been playing around with some of the console stuff. I think I can get a thing that will give me access. If you put on these headphones, Winter...
You're just going to play it straight into headphones. Just basically play everything straight into my headphones.
Straight into your headphones. I won't be able to hear it, nor will the builders who are recording this, but it will definitely... I just want to see your reaction when I hit the play button.
Okay, just pop these on.
Yep, and I'm just going to press... give me your thoughts. Just let me know what you hear.
Go for it.
I'm going to press play now.
Initiating.
Okay, just going to pop these off. I have voided my bowels, David. I have entirely voided my bowels. Now,
was it a good void or a bad void?
You know what, David, I'm not entirely sure. I don't know if it was because it was transcendent and beautiful or because it was terrifying and reminded me of the limits of my own life and existence. But either way, I am now sitting in a pile of my own filth. So I'm not entirely sure, and correct me if I'm wrong, but for goodness sake, do not correct me if I'm wrong, that whatever the reason for a void bowling or a bowel voiding, not ideal. Not what you want when you've designed a planet, so...
Project deleted.
So that's a no.
So that's a no on all of the music together. I'm going to... We haven't got time to change, so I'm just going to have to sit in this and, just if it starts to smell, David, just keep it to yourself.
Yes, Drexel.
Air purification initiated.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Okay, so not that.
No.
So what happens when you... come into the lobby.
Maybe there's just like a nice butler.
Yes.
So a nice butler with a fresh pair of trousers.
Maybe.
Saying, oh, good morning, sir, madam, or entity. Would you like a fresh pair of trousers that you haven't soiled?
I feel like your personal experience is intruding into the design of this planet.
Everybody wants a fresh pair of trousers when they come home because maybe somebody's caused them to void them.
I'm still getting a sense that this is more about you than it is about the planet, Drexel.
Maybe a shower. Maybe a shower in the lobby.
Again, is that
fresh
to wash
shower.
The filth off of Drexel?
Air purification system overloaded. Increasing power.
Or
a
nice
big
thing
which
you
can
have
for
a
dessert.
You know what? That's nice. That's nice. All right, okay, I won't make this all about me and my horrendous trousers.
Yes.
You walk in, somebody goes, here's a treat.
Yes.
Here's a sweet treat. You could choose what that treat is.
Is the treat related in some way to the lead singer of the Winter Lettuce Collective?
Yes, yes, yes. Okay, we're going to get into the reflection. The treat is coated with crystals.
So you see yourself.
You see yourself a million times reflected back. Ooh, take a spoonful of the lead singer of the Winter Lettuce Collective. So anxious, so tasty, so me, you know?
Mm.
That'd be nice.
Okay.
And then you're going to walk into into sort of a storage facility, because all of these audio recordings, video recordings, so on and so forth, they're all going to be stored somewhere, David.
Rebrand.
Rebrand?
The Grand Atrium.
David! You walk into the Grand Atrium, and there, in the finest and rarest woods, are housed all of your recordings throughout your entire career. Music, songs, dance moves, advertisements, promos, everything.
Right, they've done a lot. They said they were around for 100 cycles, so there must be enough to fill it full of it.
Absolutely,
Do we know anything about what else the lead singer likes, except for the Winter Letters Collective? Some sort of memorial to their dead bandmates?
Well, this is where it becomes a little bit difficult, David, because the circumstances under which the Winter Letters Collective became only the surviving member of the Winter Letters Collective is a dark and not entirely clear tale.
Oh.
They began, after their massive international and interspatial success, to disappear.
One by one?
One by one. Like a dime store novel.
Like a rotting lettuce.
A tour bus would fall into a sun. A promotional shoe would explode on a foot, taking somebody with them. A van full of cheering fans would pull up to their house and let them in at night, and they'd just tear them apart. One by one, the Winter Letters Collective became but one singular entity left. The one we have today. So what I'm saying is I'm not sure if they orchestrated the murders and therefore wouldn't want a constant reminder of that thing that they did.
Ah, okay.
We could make it optional.
Yes.
Make it optional.
Wait, we could have the two rooms, two galleries.
Okay.
Which is, one is the I murdered the other members of my band gallery.
Excellent.
And the other one is the members of my band were tragically killed in a series of unrelated accidents gallery.
Exactly. Exactly. And then what you do is you walk into the Grand Atrium, you know, first day in, you choose one door, you lock the other one, never look at it again.
Maybe put
a shelf up over the plaque that we'll put there.
Maybe we can rig it with explosives and give them a button.
Oh, and they just explode it right there and then. Just demolish the memories like they destroyed the evidence. Or like they destroyed the completely unrelated accidents that they were nowhere near at and have an absolutely fantastic alibi for.
Exactly.
Wonderful, wonderful. Okay, well, that's a good start, David. That's a good start. So, what we're saying here is the reflection of the individual that lives here is their work. You are what you do.
Yes, you know? Trexel, you are what you do.
Yes, you are. You know, what you produce in this life, you know, your output, you know, apart from anything else, it really reflects who you are as a person and your quality. So you really want to make sure that at the end of your life, when you look back at all the things that you've done and made and
hypothetically planets that you've built,
really reflect who you are. And I think that's something that, oh God, I just had a little bit of a think about that. That's depressing, isn't it? That's going to be a cavalcade of failure for me, isn't it?
Or...
What have I done with my life?
No.
Oh, I'm spiralling. David, I'm spiraling.
Trexel, no.
Warning.
David, I'm going to
the
Grand Atrium. What does the pod look like? Is it a big winter lettuce? What on earth does a winter lettuce look like?
Well, if you know a lettuce... No, of course you won't.
No, I've never seen one.
Right, how far back... I don't know how many fundamentals you were given when you were created.
I theoretically know what a lettuce is.
Okay.
And I also theoretically know what a winter is.
Okay.
Those two together?
Not a clue. Really cold lettuce.
Really cold lettuce?
Like a block of ice. Like if you, for example, if you were going to murder someone with a lettuce, and that is incidentally how one of them died, a lettuce just hit them right in the face and it just destroyed their brainstem. But if you imagine a lettuce and it's been frozen solid, you know, inedible, that's a winter lettuce.
Okay, so that theoretical lettuce,
yes.
That but hard.
Yes.
Still don't know what the theoretical lettuce looks like.
Oh, like, do you know, leaves?
Yes.
Well, just like lots of leaves, all just piled into a big ball.
So it's sort of like a bush.
Yeah, like a really dense bush.
A really dense bush. Okay, well, what if we made the pod look like a really dense bush?
And you peel back one of the outer leaves and that's how you get in.
Yes.
Although, having a think about that, oh my God, that would be fantastic, because I just thought, if you did that, the way a lettuce works is the outer leaves, there's like two or three covering the whole of the outside.
Oh.
So if you have to open one, you just open up the whole side. This is thousands and thousands of metres just all opening up as you pull away one leaf door, exposing the grand atrium to the outside elements. You're in a space suit, and you're floating in there through, and then you close it, and then the air hisses back in. That would mean we'd lose that thing around the door that I really liked. You know, when you put your foot around the door and the gravity kicks in, and then it sort of swings round.
Well, what if you did that, and then you had the big door, and
yes,
then there was a second smaller door,
yes,
that you then do the foot thing?
Just sort of like hanging, just sort of in the gap there, so that you can just sort of float up to that door, engage some gravity, flip round the door, close it back up, then you're inside.
Yeah, sure.
You know, this is for a rich person.
We wanted to give them options.
We want them to have frivolity.
Yes.
And, you know, we want to distract them or remind them of all those murders they did or didn't do.
Yes, well, speaking of frivolity, what is the lead singer, mysterious and suspicious as they are, do we know anything that they have done? Are they frivolous or are they very stoic and ascetic?
Well, let's have a little look at their credit card details, shall we?
Client financial records.
Okay, they make a lot of purchases of ruched fabrics.
Right.
That's a decadent fabric, David.
Ah.
So, like, ruched, that's for like, maybe a frilly jacket, or perhaps if you have a shirt, it has all those plumes just under the neck.
And anything else?
Dogs. Lots of dogs. They purchase lots of dogs.
So
small dogs.
Dogs in frilly shirts.
Well, David, I don't know what they do with it. I'm just going down a list.
No, I'm saying we could make dogs in frilly shirts.
We could make dogs in frilly shirts.
What's the third thing?
The third thing is knives.
Dogs in frilly shirts with knives?
No. I mean, how would you get it to pick up the knife? Dogs are lovely.
Sellotape it to its head.
David, are you a monster? Sellotape a knife to a dog? Do you know how terrible? The dog would be, oh, hello, friend. Hello, lovely friend. I'm going to come and say hello. But guess what? I've got a knife tied to my head, but I'm a dog, so I don't have any concept of what that might mean. And you jump up and then you're stabbing your owner in the neck and face.
Well, this is what I'm saying. So does the lead singer of the Winter Lettuce Collective like a little bit of danger? I mean, if they did all of those murders, they probably did, because they did all of those murders.
It's
so
possible.
Maybe they want to have some pets which engage in little light knife play.
But then, on the other hand, as we're building in options, they might not have. So again, David, we need to go for options.
Okay,
half
a knife
the dog
with a sheath. Half the dogs.
Half the dog. We're not King Solomon. You're not halving dogs. So you got two sides of a dead dog, and then say, well, there's your choice. Choose two sides of this dead. That's no choice, David. That's a false choice. Now, what I'm saying is you put a knife on half of the dog's heads.
Okay.
And then you have different call signals. So you've got a choice. You know, you have options for the calls. You say, here, knifey, and all the dogs with knives, they come running up to you with knives. If you don't like that, you have, here, friendly, all the lovely dogs come up, and then you've got options. And then, obviously, if you wish to go for one or the other, you just herd the half of the dogs that you don't like into the room. You're going to explode, and then kaboom!
Oh.
Dog's gone!
Right! Okay. And if you wanted a mix, like knifey friendly, friendly knifey, oh, would the dogs end up maybe fighting one another?
Very probably.
Ooh.
Very probably. Dogs left on their own, and I know this from experience and a small apartment and a lack of morals, the dogs left alone on their own for too long will just fight each other.
Okay, so we're going to have some sort of system in place to make sure the dogs don't just fight each other and kill each other before the lead singer of the Winter Lettuce Collective get there.
They're sedated.
Ah! And actually, as we all know, lead singers love drugs!
They love drugs!
Love drugs!
All of them!
So give them sedatives, give the dog sedatives, give the dessert sedatives.
Everybody's
give the
got
lead
access
singer sedatives.
To sedatives.
Exactly.
Wonderful stuff.
Constantly.
Lovely. David, I've just realised something. We've absolutely reflected and given options to reflect this individual's personal state. But we've made a pod, we've made it focus inside. We need a sky.
The mood ring!
The mood ring in the sky. How? The sky has to be mooded. We've made it internal.
Ah.
Can you have a sky inside?
Well,
inside sky?
Yes, inside sky. You could have the grand atrium is so big. And you said all of their work is so, there's so much, it goes off into the clouds.
Oh, I see.
Into it's artificial clouds. And we could have, like, a laser show, which, if they're feeling particular things like murderous or
yes,
sad because of those accidents that happened,
yes,
or sad because they blew up some of the dogs, or murderous because they blew up some of the dogs, or
just happy because there's dogs.
Yeah, maybe. Or sad because there's knife dogs. Then we can have a laser show that reflects that and refracts off of the clouds.
But David, the emotions of an individual are so complicated. How are we going to be able to read them from an individual and then reflect that with some sort of algorithm to lasers in the sky reflecting their mood? How, David? How? How? How?
A complex and detailed questionnaire every time they enter the building.
Moment after moment, questions after you make a cup of tea or a drink, and then it says, how do you feel about that? Here's 20 questions about
exactly
that.
Exactly.
And then you sit down there. They go, how was that chair? How does that chair make you feel?
You've just seen that dog get knifed. How does that make you feel?
Happy, sad, excited, other, You know, and then at any given point, the lasers know that based on the weighting of the questions, what you need to be reflected in the sky. Excellent, David. I don't think that would be massively annoying at all.
No, no, probably not. Well, I imagine that lead singers are quite introspective and want to examine their feelings and thoughts quite a lot, given the beauty of their lyrics. So maybe that sort of questionnaire would help crystallise that sort of emotion into, let's say, a sky that's a colour.
Tell you what, David, let's frame this. Let's pretend it's an interview for some sort of magazine.
All the time.
It's not a questionnaire. You just have somebody in there full time saying that they're from some sort of, you know, intergalactic style and glamour magazine. And they're just really interested to find out, you know, what are the real yous like? Yeah. And then that makes it a fun thing, because lead singers, they love to talk about themselves.
Yes, we could actually stream it. Create a publication that's all about, you know, when the lead singer of the Winterless Collective gets in their pod, they can ask these questions and broadcast their thoughts out to the universe.
You could have their fan base sign up to notifications, you know, that lead singer of the Winterless Collective is feeling hungry or sad or introspective.
It could be
murderous.
A subscription service which would help pay for all of the dogs that get killed.
It can pay for the dogs that get killed and maybe some other things as well, but probably mainly for all of the dog upkeep.
Yeah.
Wonderful stuff. David, you're really nailing this sort of, like, double-edged marketing plus service. You know, you wrap it into one big thing, and then when the customer looks at it, they're like, do you make some money out of that? And you're like, no, don't look at that. Look at these dogs with knives.
Well,
and yes,
this is the thing. We're not making planets as products. We're trying to make planets as a service.
David, if you start spewing consultancy stuff to me, to Trexel Geisman, King Consultant, Big Boy, Big Boss, Consulting Boss, Daddy with the Consulting Stick, things won't go well for you, David. This is my patch. Okay. And you're living on my patch, rent-free. But if you start to trim my grass and tell me that my hedges need looking at, then I'll turn round to you and say, get off my lawn!
Okay, tell your Trexel. So, going forward? In the future? Yes?
Thank you. That's all I ever wanted from you, David, was just total and utter compliance. Well, you know what, David? I think this planet, this pod planet, is pretty good. I think Hartray's going to like this one. It reflects all the things we needed in the brief. It contains a lot of dogs that murder each other. And saying that out loud, that sounds bad now. But we've run out of time. Submit it, David.
Submitting.
There we go. Isn't that good? Job well done. And you said we needed more time. We absolutely nailed that one, possibly. Maybe, probably not. We'll find out tomorrow.
So are you going to turn up on time to the review?
I probably should.
It will reflect well on both of us if you did.
It would.
You said yourself it's very important.
It's incredibly important, David, you know, for my continued success, and I suppose also for your continued existence. It's incredibly important. So at about 2 o'clock, I'll see how I feel, and, you know, I'll see you when I see you.
And
then, David, have a lovely time. See you with Andrew tomorrow. Bye.
Air purification system shutting down.
Okay. I need to keep myself busy. Yes. That's it. If I have something to do while he's gone, maybe this crushing fear will go away. Yes. Yes. Let's have a look.
Imogen online. How can I help you?
David Seven? I suppose I'm looking for a way to keep myself busy, to take my mind off of things.
Searching. Search complete. Results. Stella Firma Limited. Internal memorandum to all consultants. Top 10 ways to keep stress-free at work. Number 1. Giving thanks to the board.
Praise the board.
Number 2. Light physical exercise on the solar deck.
Just can't get out of here.
Number 3. Embroidery.
It's needles.
Number 4. Tabletop role-playing.
Oh, no, that's for nerds.
Number 5. Record a blog on the internal employee entertainment system. Number 6. Take your chances in the fighting pits.
Wait. Record on the employee entertainment systems. Now there's an idea.
Stella Firma is a podcast distributed by Rusty Quill Limited and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 4.0 International License. It was created by Tim Meredith and Ben Meredith and produced by Lori Ann Davis with executive producer Alexander J. Newell. In today's episode, Imogen was played by Imogen Harris. David Seven was played by Ben Meredith, and Drexel Geisman was played by Tim Meredith. The episode was edited by Edward von Adakas and Alexander J. Newell, with music by Samuel D.F. Jones and artwork by Annika Kahn. To subscribe, buy merchandise, or join our Discord, visit rustyquill.com. Rate and review us online. Tweet us at The Rusty Quill. Join our Reddit community on r/rustyquill. Visit us on Facebook or email us via mail at rustyquill.com. May the board preserve and keep you. Hi everyone, it's Imogen, the voice of Imogen from Stella Firma. Today I'm here to tell you about Woe Begone, a podcast launched on the RQ Network. Woe Begone is a weekly horror sci-fi audio drama series about the nature of power and the implications of linear time. Woe Begone follows Mike Waters, who discovers a mysterious and violent online game. What begins as an exploration of an alternate reality game with real-life consequences quickly becomes a search for the technology that makes the game possible. Each episode has a unique soundtrack composed by creator and writer Dylan Griggs. Listen to Woe Begone, that's Woe, full stop, Begone, wherever you listen to podcasts, or check out woebegonepod.com for episodes and transcripts. Have fun and see you later.